As the monitoring period of the Millennium Development Goals comes to an end, new analysis has been released today, which gives a regional perspective on figures in the latest State of Food Insecurity in the World report. The annual report was just released by the UN's three Rome-based food agencies. During the past three decades, the Near East and North Africa region is the only FAO region that has seen an increased prevalence of hunger. According to the regional report released today, however, the progress made in the region should not be overlooked. But to elaborate more on the analysis is Abdissalam Ould Ahmed, FAO's Assistant Director General based at the regional office in Cairo, Egypt. Mr. Ould Ahmed, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What are the overall main figures released in this Regional Perspectives report, and how do they relate to the Millennium Development Goals and the World Food Summit target?
The main figures emerging from this report are actually contrasted figures. The number one figure is that the number of undernourished people have increased from 16 million to 33 million. And at the same time, the prevalence of undernourishment, the proportion of people that are undernourished, has increased from 6.6 to 7.5%. This means that this region globally has not achieved the Millennium Development Goal hunger target, and of course neither the World Food Summit target. It means, in fact, that this is a serious setback in the fight against hunger. Looking beyond the undernourishment figures to the malnourishment, we see also that the stunting has decreased in few countries, but it still stands at 24.3%. And at the same time, the prevalence of obesity has increased in almost all countries of the region and stands today at 23.6%, which is a double of the world average. So we have an overall serious food insecurity and malnutrition picture emerging from this report. But there have been significant progress made by individual countries as well.
So going back to the overall figures, what were the reasons for this lack of progress?
The main reason of the increase in the number and prevalence of undernourishment are conflicts and protracted crises. In fact, 70% of the people that suffer from undernourishment live in four countries: Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Sudan, and all four countries have been affected by conflict violence in a certain degree. There are, of course, other reasons as well, linked more to the natural resources as well as to the policies. But the main driver of the current situation is conflict and protracted crisis.
Some of the countries and sub-regions did quite well. What were the factors that led to their success?
Countries have prioritized their agricultural production in this region, and they have developed their water resources largely. They have built dams, they have supported agricultural production through heavy investment, and this is one of the main reasons. Actually, agricultural value added has increased over the last two decades significantly. They have also put in place social protection programs that covers food subsidies as well as fuel subsidies, and increasingly put in place cash transfer mechanism. And this region is, on average, the region that has spent the most on social protection on average.
What are the main challenges facing the region?
We have several challenges. I would say some of them are structural. And the number one challenge is, of course, how to feed the growing population and the severe water resource constraints. Population is growing at a 2% rate compared to the world average of 1.2%. And at the same time, 12 countries of the region are considered as water scarce. This is the structural challenge, how to increase agricultural production is the natural resource constraint. And the second challenge is the one that is linked to conflict, violence, and protracted crisis, how to prevent them, how to face the risk that not only for the countries themselves, but also the spillover effect to their neighboring countries. And we have, of course, other challenges that are more linked to the policies, such as the agricultural productivity, the food losses and waste, which is quite high in this region, as well as this triple burden of malnutrition.
And going forward, what is this latest report emphasizing then for policymakers who need to strengthen food security in their countries?
The number one message of this report is that we need to strengthen the regional collaboration to address the multiple risks and threats facing food security in the region. And there is an urgent need for regional commitment to eradicate hunger. The report has put forward a few recommendations, and some of them I would cite maybe the most essential part of them, which is to sustainably manage the water resources, the scarce water resources. There is a need to focus on smallholder agricultural productivity through appropriate research extension and as well as support to farmers association. There is a need to address the food loss resources in a consistent way and to harness the potential, the agricultural potential in high-value crop, in fisheries, in livestock. And there is an urgent need to put nutrition at the center of the food security policy, as well as to reform the protection system to better serve the poor and vulnerable.
Mr. Ould Ahmed, thank you so much for your time again today.
Thank you very much.